A $200 million estate intended for the benefit of the Hawaiian people is the subject of an ugly legal battle, complete with allegations of elder abuse. Civil Beat reporter Nick Gruby has today's reality check. Hi, Nick. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
The subject at hand is the estate of Princess Abigail Kauananakoa, who is not apparently able to speak for herself. She had a stroke a few months ago. Is that right?
Yeah, she had a stroke on June 18th, and after that, her former attorney now, James Wright, took control of her trust, which includes over $200 million worth of assets. Mm-hmm. And in court records, he had said, or Wright's attorney had said that Ms. Kauananakoa was, quote, unable to meet essential requirements of physical health, safety, self-care, or financial matters. Mm-hmm. And since then, that has been an issue of contention.
Competence as it's legally defined, right?
Exactly, yes.
Contention between who and whom?
Well, James Wright, again, the former attorney,
right.
Took over the trust, as he says was required in legal documents. But now the Princess Abigail Kauananakoa, as she's often referred to, her and her longtime partner, Veronica Gale Worth, are saying that he's done that inappropriately. And yes, Ms. Kauananakoa has her faculties and is able to take care of her own financial matters. So now they are expected to fight over that in the coming weeks.
The eventual end point of this money is the benefit of the Hawaiian people. I mean, that's was the intention of the trust in the first place. Is that right?
Right. Well, there's a lot at stake here. So the trust, again, it's a large trust, and it's estimated to be worth about $200 to $215 million, mm-hmm. Which includes stock from James Campbell Company, some property, as well as some stakes in racehorses and facilities for those racehorses. Now, the trust, when it's split up, there are a handful of beneficiaries that will get a cut of the money, but one of the largest beneficiaries is supposed to be the Abigail Kauananakoa Foundation, which is a nonprofit that is set up with the specific purpose of helping out Native Hawaiians and preserving Native Hawaiian culture and heritage. And so that's what's really at stake here is yeah. is that foundation and the future, of course, of Native Hawaiians here in the state of Hawaii.
And is that why the Attorney General's office is getting into the fray here?
That's exactly right. The Attorney General's office has a legal obligation to step in when it comes to charities. And right now, nobody's representing that charity per se. And so they are taking that on, just like they did 20 years ago with the Bishop Estate scandal.
Right.
They stepped in and helped to sort of sort that out.
Well, this has all the earmarks of a story that hasn't entirely run its course yet, Nick, so we'll want to keep track with you about this as it develops.
Exactly. Stay tuned.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.